here's a story from The World.
The confrontation between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip escalated in a very serious way today. The Israeli military carried out a series of deadly airstrikes in Gaza throughout the day. Later, Tel Aviv was barraged by rockets fired from Gaza, many intercepted by Israel's anti-missile defense system. This is the most serious outbreak of fighting in years between Israel and Hamas. Earlier today, I spoke with Hanan Ashrawi. She's a veteran Palestinian politician in Ramallah and says that deep disagreement over the city of Jerusalem is what sparked this latest escalation.
Israel has systematically been trying to transform the character of Jerusalem, to carry out demographic engineering or even ethnic cleansing in Jerusalem by getting rid of as many Palestinians and by bringing in and imposing Israeli Jewish settlers.
Our reporter in Jerusalem recently spoke with Palestinians in East Jerusalem. A lot of them expressed frustration with the Palestinian leadership in Ramallah, where the Palestinian Authority is based. As we see these things escalate between Israel and the Palestinians, what is the role of the Palestinian leadership in the West Bank?
Yeah, look, the question is not the Palestinian leadership. The question is this systematic assault on Jerusalem and on the holy sites. And the Palestinian leadership is also under occupation. And there's very little they can do. Israel controls the airspace, the territorial waters, the land, the resources, the crossing points, and can attack at will, kill, destroy, demolish homes, evict people, and so on. This is Israel. This is a military occupation that is absolutely ruthless and brutal.
Doesn't the Palestinian leadership have a role to play in being the voice of the Palestinian people? I mean, it seems like Hamas has taken that lead in your absence.
Well, of course, if you want the Palestinians to resort to armed struggle, then they would be listened to. The problem is Hamas did resort to armed struggle in response to the incessant violence, the escalated attacks on the Palestinians. And the Palestinian authority or leadership or the PLO remained committed to a nonviolent negotiated settlement. That's what undermined the leadership in the PLO and Fatah and so on. And that's what strengthened Hamas, because people are seeing it's doing something. It's responding to Israeli violence and Israeli cruelty.
Do you disagree then with the way Hamas fired rockets at Jerusalem? Is firing?
It's a question of sending a message, a clear message, that if Israel wants any peace or security, it cannot continue to enslave a whole people. It cannot continue unilaterally to steal land and build settlements and create facts. It cannot continue to terrorize a whole population and act with full impunity. So that this is the reason why Palestinians feel that they will not lie down and die quietly.
As far as the leadership of the Palestinians, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas made the decision to postpone the election. Was that a mistake?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a mistake. He shouldn't have postponed it. But after all, there were lots of hints and messages sent telling him that if you carry out the elections, you will lose your majority. But it also made him lose a lot of support, and it angered many people. If you are democratic, you have to accept the results.
The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said all sides need to de-escalate. Hanan Ashrawi, what do you want to hear from the White House on this recent round of violence?
I think the White House should say international law applies. The White House should say that there is accountability for an occupation that continues with impunity, and it should try to end this occupation, and it should engage in a serious strategic dialogue with the Palestinians. And most importantly, should say that Palestinians have equal rights. I believe that there has to be a real historic and strategic understanding of the situation and the causes of conflict, and try to resolve it in a way that is based on international law and on equal rights.
Veteran Palestinian politician Hanan Ashrawi speaking with us from Ramallah. Thank you very much for your time.
You're most welcome. It's my pleasure.